be here to see you all smiling. Today I'm going to speak to you on Psalm 23. But before I do that, I would love us to bow for a moment and I'll breathe a word of prayer. Father God, grant me physical strength and spiritual energy to speak your word with freedom, faithfulness, humility, clarity, and authority. May Christ alone be exalted as the word is being explained. Amen. Let me label this passage, "The Shepherd You Can Trust." According to Bible scholars, Psalm 23 is arguably the most known and most famous passage in the Bible. Perhaps the most beloved of all Psalms. It has been sung by good Christians in good times and at funerals. And it still will stand until the world passes. The saints who are at the end of their life remember Psalm 23. It has given comfort. It has given hope and courage to many believers. This refreshing pastoral psalm reflects David's absolute and unquestionable trust and peaceful confidence in God. It is as fresh and relevant today as it was 2,000 or maybe more than thousands of years when David wrote it. No wonder David's psalms have such a universal appeal to people and generations have identified with his feelings and words. Now let us observe Psalm 23 for a moment. Scholars do not know when this psalm was written. Neither do they tell us why David wrote this psalm. It has no title other than a superscription to ascribe it to King David. Psalm 23 has providence. It has shepherding and banqueting. It is uniquely sandwiched between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24. And these are beautiful psalms as well, because they show a foreshadow of Christ coming. Or before I dive into Psalm 23, here David and his sheep are well placed, and from the Lord who made heaven and earth, he who keeps, you will not slumber. Friends, as believers, we should not worry about material things, but worry more about our relationship and our standing with God and Christ. Verses 3 says, "He restores my soul." Our souls need constant restoration. And God is in that business of restoration. Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 25 to 30, he is saying, "Come to me, all ye that are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." We only need to RSVP to Christ. Accept his invitation. But sometimes those paths of righteousness lead us to dark valleys, even where there is death that awaits us. Sheep, too, are led through dangerous ravines where wild animals lurk, but shepherds protect them with the rod and guide them with his staff. 1 Samuel 16, verses 10 to 11 says, it appears David was expressing his own experience as a shepherd during his early days of caring and tending his father's sheep. David knew that sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for their protection, their guidance, and provision. Saints, would you look to when things go bad in your life? When you have got no money to buy food for your children? When people give you stress and hassle at work, who do you tend to? Parker states that a regular method of a guidance is a combination of instructions and provision. We have to go to God. We have to read our Bible. That is where we find our guidance. And the Holy Spirit will guide us as well. Even when we finally must cross the valley of death, we are not afraid, because the God we have is a God of the mountain. And he will still be the God of the valley. He will lead us through to the other side, where we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I want you to notice some contrast in this Psalm 23. Notice the contrast of how David counts upon the continuance of God's favor in verse 6. He said, I shall not want. He speaks with confidence. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. His hope has risen, and his faith is strengthened. He promises himself goodness and mercy, the streams of mercy flowing from the river of everlasting life. David visualizes the Lord not as a shepherd, but as a gracious king and a host inviting us to his banqueting table, where our heads will be anointed with oil. It was a common gesture of honor, of hospitality to the guests in biblical times to be anointed with oil. But then the Bible, in Psalm 23, it continues to say, God will give us a cup of refreshment and blessings will overflow. Notice in the first three verses, David refers to God in the third person. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He restores my soul. These are earthly and carnal statements. David shifts and elevates it to eternal in verses 4 and 5. David starts to refer to God in the second person. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. Friends, who do you think will be with you all the way? You have got a shepherd who's waiting for you, who will anoint your head with oil, who has opened his life, who has given up his life for you. Let me just say this now. In view of all these suggestive sevenfold activities of the Lord described in verses 2, he makes, he leads, he restores, he guides. Thou art with me. Thou preparest the table. Thou anoint my hair, my head. Hold on, I've lost it. Sorry. shows us we are completely dependent on the Lord as sheep on its shepherd. It is unquestionable that David knew both the shepherd and the host who provided for his needs. Saints, we have a God who provides everything we need. Refreshment and sustenance. Restoration and righteousness. Protection and comfort. Honor and blessing. Goodness and love. Above all, a place where we will call our home. Where we will dwell with him forever. God even went one step beyond the list of all these provisions I've given you. He sacrificed his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for his atonement, his suffering, death and the resurrection for the sins of humanity, making it possible for our salvation and for all the individuals to be reconciled with God. We serve a good master. We serve a good master. This is the God we have. We have to trust in him. He's a good shepherd. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, now I see. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for its truth, its wisdom, and its authority. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your amazing grace that offers life eternal to all who believe in Christ's incarnation, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, by which you have reached us who were far away. You have drawn us to yourself by your sovereign grace. Thank you that you have called us as agents in this world in Christ's mandate to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that Christ has commanded us. We praise and magnify your holy name, the one who has authority in heaven and on earth, who is with us to the end of age. In Christ's mighty name we say, Amen.